Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As 2013 comes to an end and we reflect on major news of the past year, one story in Boston overshadows all the others. It's the April 15th Boston Marathon bombings. Many questions remain as we move into the new year, particularly about bombing suspect Zahar Tsarnaev and the legal case against him. Among the reporters who have been following this case is WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. Hi there, Bruce.
Hi, Deb. And we should say, of course, that you've devoted a lot of your time and attention to the Tsarnaev case, too, this year.
Yeah, it's been a busy year. We have a team of folks working on this story, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the legal case. Where does it stand right now?
Well, at this point, it appears that this case will move slowly, I would say. Zahar Tsarnaev is being held at the Federal Medical Center at Fort Devens. He's been essentially in solitary confinement there and under conditions called Special Administrative Measures, mm-hmm. or SAMs for short. And those measures limit his access to the outside world.
Yeah, I was in court when his attorneys were arguing against those measures, and the judge recently said that he would lift some of them. Actually, he only lifted one out of seven that were requested. The one that he lifted was the that his paralegals and mental health professionals could visit Tsarnaev without his lawyers present.
Well, let's talk about the charges, though, Bruce. 30 counts, mm-hmm. including using a weapon of mass destruction, killing three people at the marathon finish line, and MIT police officer Sean Collier a few days later.
Right. And 17 of those charges could bring either life in prison or the death penalty. We'll know in a few weeks. Attorney General Eric Holder has until the end of January to decide if he's going to seek the death penalty against Tsarnaev.
And on Tsarnaev's defense team, Bruce, is California Attorney Judy Clark. Now, she's defended many clients facing the death penalty before. Ted Kaczynski, Unabomber, mm-hmm. Zacharias Moussaoui, convicted September 11th conspirator.
Right. And in each case, they got life in prison in the federal supermax. So, you know, Judy Clark is known for getting clients to plead out, to plead guilty.
Another issue here, Bruce, is the prosecution wanting to know if the defense is going to ask for a change of venue, get it out of Boston.
Right. Tsarnaev's attorneys say before they can answer that, they need to know if prosecutors plan to ask for the death penalty. And even then, they say they'll need additional time to mount their strategy. The defense has asked for an extension of the February 28th deadline for, you know, that kind of change of venue and other substantial motions. But so far, we haven't heard anything from the courts.
And the defense is asking for more of the government's evidence.
Right. They want the surveillance reports the government had when the FBI investigated the Tsarnaev back in 2011. The FBI spoke with Tsarnaev's parents and others about Johar's brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. The defense attorneys also say the government hasn't handed over a lot of the interviews that they did with their teachers, neighbors, and friends after the bombings. And the defense team wants that information, too.
And at this point, Bruce, there's been very little public information about this investigation, which in some regards is to be expected so as not to jeopardize the case.
Absolutely. And we all know it's an active case. You don't get certain information. But, you know, in this case, you ask the local officials fairly innocuous question, and they say, ask the state. And you ask the state, and they say, ask the feds, and the feds give you nothing. So it's a real runaround. And of course, where we really have a lack of information is about the FBI killing in Orlando in May of Ibrahim Todashev, who was said to be a friend of Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Florida has been doing its own investigation, and that's supposed to be released in January.
Right. And Todashev's father has even written to President Obama asking for information about why his son was shot by the FBI. The agents apparently questioning him about his relationship with the late Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who was killed in the shootout with police. And the agents were also questioning him about a triple murder in Waltham in 2011. Mm-hmm. One of the men killed then was a friend, apparently, of Tamerlan Tsarnaev's. He was never questioned, though, about this murder, and no one's ever been charged.
Right. Although Tamerlan Tsarnaev is mentioned as being a suspect in that triple homicide. Johar's attorneys want information about that, and they're not getting any information about that. One thing that has come out, Deb, is a letter from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He wrote to the FBI back in mid-October asking why were there special FBI teams in Kendall Square just before the shooting of MIT officer Sean Collier. And he also wanted to know if the FBI or CIA had tried to recruit the elder brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, as an informant. And if not, Why not?
And how did the FBI respond?
Well, the FBI said very little. They came out with a press statement saying, no, we didn't know that Samuel Tsarnaev and his brother were in the square. We hadn't identified them. But they did acknowledge that there were special units in Cambridge that night, and they said they had nothing to do with the bombing case, which, you know, Deb, is hard to believe, since what else could they have been working on that night?
Well, Bruce, a lot of questions, and hopefully we'll get some answers in the new year with a possible trial date as early as this fall.
Prosecution wants to have a trial start in the fall. I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Deb.